The Smithsonian is using 3D printing and scanning technology to preserve and repatriate Huna Indian Association items. But because they're culturally sensitive objects, being able to make infinite copies isn't necessarily a good thing. At last week's Sharing Our Knowledge Clan Conference in Juneau, KTOO's Elizabeth Jenkins learned how tribal members are adapting the new technology.
A group of people crowd around a small table at the back of a conference room at Centennial Hall. The 3D printed objects are carefully laid out. They're gray and beige. Most are not painted yet. Although these items are replicas, we are advised we can look, but we can't touch. Robert Starbard, the tribal administrator for the Huna Indian Association, handles the copies with gloves.
Could you describe what one of the objects is?
Because they're shamanic, I've been asked by our elders not to do that.
The original items are yak, objects that have a spirit embedded in them. Eric Hollinger, a repatriation case officer at the Smithsonian, says traditionally they would have been left at the above-ground grave houses of Tlingit shamans.
Some shamanic objects have actually been passed on from multiple shamans. They may be hundreds of years old before they were removed and sold into museums illegally.
After a repatriation request, the ownership was transferred back to the Huna Indian Association in 2013. But the items remain in the Smithsonian.
They're on a 5-year loan to us while we explore this project together and CT scan it.
That's right, a CT scan, like the medical machine that shows the inside of your body. Except the scan creates 3D digital renderings that can be printed or studied. In 2005, the National Museum of Modern History repatriated a killer whale hat belonging to the Tlingit Deklawedi. With the clan's permission, the hat was recreated. It's now used for educational purposes and in the museum's exhibition. During the panel, Robert Starbert said that most of Huna's cultural items were lost in a fire in 1944.
In one of the few places that we actually had access to some of these cultural objects that were otherwise, quote unquote, stolen from us, were in the museums.
He said the partnership with the Smithsonian provides two things: copies of the items in case something happens, and there are educational opportunities.
Where we could then take these objects and with our elders and our youth, actually start sharing some of the stories and some of the histories and some of the techniques that went with them.
Throughout the process, Starbert has been consulting with the elders and will continue to do so about the item's sensitive nature. He says it's never easy to take a new technology and start using it for something that's culturally and historically significant to the clans.
There's a level of suspicion, there's a level of distrust, and there's a apprehension to move forward, which is why we're doing it in a very incremental, very slow process.
The Huna Indian Association is involved in another repatriation claim with the University of Pennsylvania. So far, Starbert says the college hasn't been receptive, but he hopes the partnership with the Smithsonian can serve as an example.
Even if they are replicas for display, or in the case of UPenn, they're sitting in the back rooms, that perhaps we might be able to move that relationship off of the standoff that we have now.
Tlingit artists in Huna are painting the items and milling their own paddles and masks from the scans. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.